This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, where it's all about information, education, and resources for those of us caring for an elderly loved one. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. Our listenership is growing. Many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and they tune in each and every week. And word of mouth is spreading quickly. And again, I just can't thank you enough for all of your wonderful support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have a question about the program or how we can help you and your family, here's the toll-free number. Write it down. You can call now. You can call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Real people answer the phone. So how about that? In this day and age, I think that's pretty good, right? So operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. You can check out the website at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. If you visit online, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for the e-newsletter, and don't forget to check out our upcoming free educational events. And we're going to talk about one of those here in just a minute. If you want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, again, you can check that out online, Senior Care Consulting, ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. My firm offers a highly specialized, just deeply personal service where we help you find the right senior care facility for your elderly loved ones. And that could be an independent living apartment, assisted living apartment, a nursing home, or Alzheimer's dementia care. And let me say this, with the recent television news stories about poorly performing nursing homes and pointing out that not all memory care is the same, it's more important than ever before to ask the right questions and do your homework and get it right. And guess what? That is exactly what we do. We've been helping families in Kansas City since 2002. We'll help you through this daunting process in just a few hours. If you're interested in that, call now or anytime for a free consultation, and we'll see if this is a good fit for you. All right, we're going to jump right in today. Let me introduce to you my special guest, Judy Wechter. She's a registered nurse and community educator with Crossroads Hospice. And Judy, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Glad to be here.
All right. And so we're going to talk about a free upcoming educational event. And I love doing these. We do them every quarter. Mm-hmm. And the sponsors, primary sponsors, Crossroads Hospice Charitable Foundation, Crossroads Hospice, Senior Care Consulting, and Senior Care Live. So this next one, it's called This Is Your Life, The Value of the Past in the Present. And so we're going to be talking about awakening your memories with music, and this is related to Alzheimer's and dementia patients, and I am really, really looking forward to this one.
I think this is a great topic. These are two topics that we'll be going over next week at the workshop that I really enjoy teaching on, speaking on, and sharing with other people. They are so small, but they bring such huge joy and great outcomes in working with the dementia and Alzheimer's population that you can immediately implement them, and somebody is having a better day and a better life, whether it's a caregiver healthcare professional working with a dementia patient or the individual with the Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. So some of the things that you'll be teaching next week at this educational workshop, which is free of charge, mm-hmm. someone can learn a technique or learn something that day and literally go home and use it and benefit literally immediately. Instant gratification.
It is. And I have done this in other settings, and I've had healthcare professionals that work with memory impaired populations that have memory care units within their facilities that say, I feel really dumb. I mean, this was so obvious. I can't believe we haven't been doing this. And it does. Yeah. It makes perfect sense. I'll be talking about the life review and the life story. And for those individuals that like to look back and to gain understanding of their lives to improve, it's been shown to improve self-esteem and quality of life, but also to improve their level of psychosocial functioning and their relationships. It's an opportunity to grieve a loss, to look at changes, to just put together their own story and resolve some conflicts and celebrate their life successes. But when we're working with the dementia population, this is the guidebook. This is the roadmap. This is who this person is. And we're more than just our ability to recite the recent past. It doesn't matter if I can tell you what I ate for breakfast or not. Do you know enough about me over the years that when you hear me talking, you can figure out what age and stage of my life I believe myself to be in? And do you know enough about me to be able to work with me in a way where I'll trust you, where I'll feel safe, and where I'll be happy?
See, and you're touching all kinds of buttons that were pushed at Tipa Snow, with mm-hmm. the recent, Tipa Snow educational mm-hmm. event, because she was talking about some of the very same things, and you're going to be touching on some of the very same things as well in this free educational workshop and gaining someone's trust to where I will now, as the dementia patient or Alzheimer's resident, I will allow you to help me with my shower and not fight you on that and be
exactly.
deemed combative and then unnecessarily medicated. So mm-hmm. this is, you're hitting some hot buttons for me, Judy.
Well, you look at some of the simple things. We know as the disease progresses, people's memory regresses. So they're going back in time, and we need to live their truth, where they believe things to be at that point in time. So if I'm looking for my husband, what are you going to tell me? How are you going to answer that? You have to have an idea of where I am in time, because if I've had more than one husband, which one am I talking about?
Hmm.
The one I had from the age of 45 to 75, or the one that I had from the age of 25 to 40?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to answer that if you don't understand where I believe myself to be. And what kind of work did he do? Are you going to tell me something like he's stuck in traffic and we were rural farmers? You know, the tractor doesn't get stuck behind Corn Row 14. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
So you have to know something that makes me feel safe and demonstrates to me that you know me. Your comment about people being agitated and combative and, mm-hmm. and getting medicated. If I end up with Alzheimer's, I can hear the staff talking about how uncooperative I am and what a nightmare it is to give me meds. I mean, they'll probably pull straws and see who gets stuck with the short one to
yeah.
have to give me meds.
Yep.
Because if you look in healthcare, we always fill the patient's water jug and their bedside pitcher with ice water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh ice water every shift. Supposed to do it every shift.
Yep.
I hate ice water. Never drank it my entire life. I'm a tap water gal. If you keep trying to give me meds or keep me hydrated or get me to drink these iced waters, I'm not going to do it. I don't like them. I don't even like my other drinks to be very cold. But if you bring me tap water, I'm your gal. I'll drink it all and I'll take my pills. Knowing that itty bitty piece about me is going to impact interactions with me throughout the entire day, because at that point in time, you're probably taking medication several times
sure.
a day.
Yeah.
But if you don't bother to learn about the person, you're not going to know that about them. And instead of creating a battle, you could have just brought me the right water and we would have been fine.
Well, that's amazing. And something that simple mm-hmm. could be the key to getting along, to having that trust mm-hmm. and cooperation, providing care for you easily. It would be accepted and appreciated, and we're all on the same page here. Why does it have to be so hard?
It really doesn't. It just means that
it drives me crazy.
Somebody has to take a minute to stop and just think, because as I said, people will say, oh, I feel so dumb. We haven't been doing this. It is obvious. You know, find out what I like and what I don't like. What makes me work, what doesn't. Did I have nicknames? Did I have pets? For instance, if they bring in visiting dogs, there are going to be those individuals that will cower from the big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be those others that gravitate to the small dogs. Knowing whether I like dogs and which ones I like would make a difference.
Yep.
I do like dogs. Nothing against you people with small dogs, but I'm a big dog person. I like bigger pets. That's what I grew up with.
Sure.
But I don't like Irish setters because one tried to remove my arm.
Oh.
So if you bring big dogs, I'm your guy. You bring in an Irish setter, I am going to panic.
Yeah.
You bring it up to me and try and force me to pet it because she loves big dogs. Know enough about me to know that that is going to trigger something in me that's going to be very, very unpleasant.
That is amazing. Folks, our upcoming free educational event, it's this Wednesday, November the 18th. It's from 9 to noon, and you can come and check in at 8:30, receive a free continental breakfast. Here's how you register. You can go to seniorcarelive.com, L-I-V-E.com, and all you have to do is click on free educational events, and it'll take you to an explanation, or you can just click right there on the front page, register now, and it'll take you to an electronic registration. It takes about, 30 seconds to sign up, Judy?
Very simple.
Right? And then, or you can go old school and call our friends at Crossroads Hospice, and they'll get you signed up, 816-333-9200. That's 816-333-9200. And after the break, Judy, let's continue talking about this because your part is going to be just exceptional. I'm really, really looking forward to that. And then we also have a documentary we're going to actually watch together, just a wonderful film. So we'll just pick up on that right after the break. All right.
Sounds good.
All right. The Senior Care Live trivia question of the week, a Medicare supplement plan supplements which type of Medicare coverage? Medicare Part A, Medicare Part B, Medicare Part C, or Medicare Part D? Which one is it? The answer right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device by going to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the Listen Live button, and it's literally that simple. It'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It is really and literally that simple. Now, for the answer to the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week, a Medicare supplement plan. Now, first of all, a supplement plan means that it has to supplement something, right? So a Medicare supplement plan supplements which type of Medicare coverage? Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C, or Part D? You think you know the answer? Well, here it is. A Medicare supplement plan supplements Medicare Part B. Medicare Part B pays 80%. The supplement covers the other 20 and some other good stuff. So, and also, look, don't forget, you have until December the 7th to make changes in your Medicare coverage. So your time is running out. Do not put this one off, because if you do and you miss the date, you wanted to make a change, you're stuck with whatever you have for another year. You cannot change it for another full year. So don't put it off. Contact your Medicare provider and make the changes on or before December the 7th. All right, back to Judy Wechter, registered nurse, community educator with Crossroads Hospice. And let me say this, if you need help providing care for someone you love and you think that hospice maybe you should be considered, or that and you're not sure if you qualify, call Judy, call Crossroads Hospice at 816-333-9200. They are a fantastic hospice service, and just give them a call and see if you qualify. And if you do, they will provide fantastic service for you. And I just wanted to let everyone know what a great job you guys do. Seriously.
Thank you. I really do appreciate those kind words. We love what we do.
And it shows. There's no doubt about it. All right. So our free educational event coming right up November the 18th, which is this Wednesday. It's from 9 to noon. Check in at 8:30. Continental breakfast is provided. You can register at Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200. You can also go online at seniorcarelive.com, and you can register for the free educational event. Here's the location. It's in Blue Springs, Missouri, at a room, an event room called, or at Appeal. It's at 1201 Northwest Woods Chapel Road in Blue Springs. So how about that? So we have a new location here. Really looking forward to that. And the first part of this is Alive Inside. It's a story of music and memory. And it's an inspirational film documenting music's healing power in Alzheimer's patients. It's a Sundance Award winner. This is awesome. And this is going to set the table. And then Judy's going to talk about This Is Your Life using the life story and the life review. This is going to be a very, very powerful event. Our friends in the medical community, nursing and social services, as well as other medical professionals, will receive 3 continuing education credits, 100% free of charge. And that's a great opportunity.
Yes, it's a very nice opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my wife pays a lot of money for the continuing education credits. So this is great. And also it's very appropriate for family and friend caregivers, the layperson wanting to learn more about becoming a better caregiver. And Judy, we're talking about music. I'm a musician, so I'm just all over this. Music evokes emotions that bring back memories. And I was thinking about that. And so, you know, I'm the tender age of 54. So I can hear a song from, my high school days or college or whatever, and boom, right back to that very moment in time. It is stunning how powerful that is.
Oh, it is. You're literally transported back in time, that sense of happy, or maybe it was a breakup song. I don't know which one you're remembering, but you're right back at that moment. And this works with even the most advanced of Alzheimer's individuals. And it brings back that feeling of life when nothing else can. And when we pair music to their daily activities, they actually develop a rhythm that helps them to recall the memory of that activity and improves their cognitive ability over time. It has an incredibly profound effect upon the individual.
Absolutely. And it's just, and again, and I've talked about this before, and I've almost lost it just describing it. But, you know, there's a very famous video going around all over, social media and online, where there was a person just within a cocoon, and they put the headphones on him to an old song that was one of his favorites. And this man, who is non-communicative and had been basically kind of gone, I mean, still with us, but gone for years, started singing. It just opened his eyes, and it was just stunning. Stunning how powerful that is.
It's an incredible response, and it is, I hate to say instantaneous, because I don't want to miscommunicate it to people, but it is instant. The sections of the brain that are affected with dementia and Alzheimer's leave alone those pieces that deal with memory. So when we are dealing with music with individuals, these abilities remain long after their other abilities have passed. It's just an excellent way to be able to reach beyond their disease and connect with the person. And that's, I'm sure you're talking about Henry.
Yes.
I recognize this story. Yeah. It's incredible. And that makes the point of how important the role is of the family in sharing individual information about that person. We can't just say, oh, he liked Nat King Cole, put on a Nat King Cole CD. Is it the right CD?
What song?
Are you playing the song that he listened to every day for months after a breakup? Are you playing the song that he fell in love to and danced with his daughter down the street with? Is it the right song? That's incredibly important. And we don't want to just put a CD on and play it in the room. those with Alzheimer's lose the ability to filter sound out from the environment around them. So like with us, we could sit in a restaurant and we would know that there are other conversations and silverware and utensils clinging and people walking by and conversations laughing, eating, drinking, the kitchen, bussing tables. We would know all of that, but we're able to filter it out and concentrate on our own conversation.
Yeah.
They can't. So that's why it is so incredibly important that you have the headphones and that you have music that is specific to that individual and where we believe them to be in time, which if you don't know where to start in about the 18 to 25 age bracket is a safe place to go. In fact, we have found that if you start off with this project, that you can, if you don't know where to start, there's programs available to get training on, but you can start off with show tunes and sing along with them, holiday songs and sing along with them.
That would knock me over right there. All of the traditional, you know, Christmas music and everything, that would light me up around the holidays for every time.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. We have the Music and Memory Program, which the Alzheimer's Association here in this area is located in Prairie Village, Kansas. And you can contact them for information about this project. It is a project that they are participating in. We have a volunteer group of us that are raising funds for it, doing educational offerings. Crossroads is actually one of the few. In fact, I think we may be the only certified training center that is a hospice in the area. And that's important because in 2013, hospice became the second leading diagnosis. Boy, how about Alzheimer's became the second leading diagnosis on hospice?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Judy. And so we have the free educational event. Go to seniorcarelive.com. It's this Wednesday, November the 18th from 9 to noon. Check it out. Thanks, Judy.
Thank you very much, Steve.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now, or frankly, you can call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss a program, you can catch it anytime on podcast. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can play any of the previously aired episodes at your leisure. How about that? All right. Now, my next guest, Kent McGeaney and Zandy Audis, they're with Continuum Healthcare. And Kent and Zandy, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Glad to be back.
All right. So, and just to remind our listeners, we talked about Continuum Healthcare, a few weeks back, but this is where Dr. Khalifa specializes in internal medicine and geriatrics, and then Continuum will be with you. And here's the whole concept, and it's just, I think it's fantastic. Continuum Healthcare and Dr. Khalifa will be with you throughout your healthcare system travel. So being your primary care physician can follow you to the hospital, to rehab, and then back home, wherever home is, and providing that continuity of care and consistency. And this is an ideal model. I think it kind of used to be this way. Now this healthcare industry is just so segmented and fragmented, but this is how it should be. And I love this model.
Thank you. Thank you. So do we. Dr. Khalifa is very passionate about not handing people off to other people, but taking care of them himself. So thank you for that. Yes.
Absolutely. Because if you get sick and then you go to the hospital, then your primary care physician, who knows you best and knows everything about you and your tendencies and your medications and knows your family and everything, you're handed off to a hospitalist who doesn't know you at all. They just know you on paper. And you kind of get passed around, and this leaves opportunity for error, unnecessary additional medications, et cetera, et cetera. So this is the perfect system, and I just love it. So I'm just so excited to have you back on the program. And then you're going to, we're going to touch today on two wellness and hospital prevention programs, that Continuum Healthcare is implementing. So that first one, Zandi, is the annual wellness visit?
Yes, yes. You know, there seems to be a move in our country, thankfully, towards preventative, proactive versus reactive. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we all agree that right now we actually probably provide more sick care than actual health care.
Oh, yeah.
And not so much preventative. So we are very excited that there are some programs that that we're able to represent and implement for Medicare. They're actually Medicare programs. Mm-hmm. And so just some things that we can do to help keep people healthy and well. And that's the whole objective of the programs, is to keep them healthy and well.
And if you think about it, this proactive versus reactive is kind of like turning the Titanic. It doesn't happen anytime soon, right? It's a very slow turn, but I think we are starting to make that turn. And instead of, okay, we're going to wait for you to have some major healthcare illness, and then we're going to throw massive money to treat you for that. Well, how about this? How about spend less money and let's catch it before it ever happens? You feel better. You may not be ill, and oh, by the way, all the insurance coverage in government, et cetera, pays a whole lot less money. It's a win-win all the way around the table.
It is a win-win. And the most wonderful thing about it is it allows people to stay in the place where they choose to age, whether that's in their home, whether it's in independent living, assisted living. They get to stay there because we are able to keep them well and keep them healthy. So we're very thankful that Medicare has embraced this concept of try to keep our seniors healthy.
So the annual wellness visit, what does that look like? What does that mean?
Well, it has several different pieces to it, and I like to think of it as several different pieces of a puzzle.
Uh-huh.
And the annual wellness visit, what it does is it brings all those pieces for the senior together to create a picture. There are several different things involved, and one of those is an assessment by a nurse. So a nurse will come, or when you come to the office, a nurse will gather some initial information about you, about your social history, a list of your current providers, the diet that you're currently on. And then our providers will do other assessments, assess you for falls. One of the things that I is kind of my soapbox, I guess, is medication reconciliation, medication, looking at seniors' medication list, going over all of those, making sure that how long have you been taking that medication? Is that medication still appropriate? Do you still need it? So that is one thing that's very much involved in the annual wellness visit.
I love that, because once upon a time in a previous life, I was, heavily involved in operating a Medicare certified home health agency, and on some of our paperwork forms that we would send to the physician, and then it went off for billing, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes these people were on 20 or 30 medications, and I fell out of my chair every time I saw
that. Very typical. Unfortunately.
Oh, it was typical. Horrible. And my own grandmother, and I kind of shared the story, but, you know, she had a terrible accident at home, fractured her neck, went to the hospital, went to the rehab hospital. She was handed off to a whole bunch of physicians. They all met well. They were all doing their best, but she ended up with $5,000 per month of medication when she came out of all of this treatment, et cetera. When she went back to her assisted living apartment, it was clear no one was looking at that, and she didn't feel well. Part of the time she was hallucinating. I freaked out, and I'm yelling, saying, have her primary care physician look at this list and take, if it doesn't kill her, to remove that medication, get rid of it. And lo and behold, her bill went down to about, I think, around $1,500. She still needed a lot of help with medication, but she instantly felt better on a fraction of the medications.
And, you know, it's too bad that is a familiar story. It shouldn't be, but it is, yeah. Unfortunately. Medication, I'm not sure what that is. Can't you say that sometimes the medication error in the hospitals is the reason that lots and lots of people are end up in the hospital or are readmitted?
63% of all hospitalizations are due to medication errors.
Really?
Yes, or wow. Over-medicating. 63%. If we could just manage that through reconciliation like these programs offer, we would substantially decrease the Medicare dollars spent on hospitalization.
No kidding. Probably by just billions and billions of dollars. Yeah. And oh, by the way, the patient feels better, the individual person. And who wants to be in the hospital? No offense to our friends in the hospitals, but you don't want to be there. You'd rather be home feeling fine. So.
Right. Yes. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you said that's on your soapbox, I'm like right on the soapbox with you.
We got right there together, didn't we?
That's definitely one of my hot buttons as well, because I just see it too often, and I saw it with my own family.
Yes. The other thing that the annual wellness visit includes is a screening. It's a five-year screening that includes bone mass measurements, cardiovascular testing, colonoscopies, diabetes testing, glaucoma screening, prostate. If you're a male, obviously, pap smears for females and vaccinations. It makes sure all your vaccinations are up to date. And we have a list, and we actually leave that. That's actually left, obviously, with the patient, with the resident, so that they know when those are all due.
So this sounds like a holistic, comprehensive database on me and who I am and what I have and what I need and my baseline and my norms and what I might need and where I may need some help or additional medications or whatever treatment, whatever it might be. And so this is kind of that beginning. And then this is updated annually?
Yes, it's updated annually. And then in addition to this, the caveat to this is the chronic care management, which is done on a monthly basis.
Okay, and so that's the baseline, and then the next program after that, that kind of dovetails into this, is the, what do we call that, the Chronic Care Management Program.
Yeah, the Chronic Care Management Program was just implemented this year by CMS. I think as the Affordable Care Act did bring something good to Medicare, and that's this focus on cost savings. Mm-hmm. And cost savings, of course, all starts with proactive intervention. We need to be proactive versus reactive, like Sandy just said a little bit ago. And the annual wellness visit came out a few years ago and was a great first step, but it wasn't just that, a first step. And now there's another program that kind of piggybacks on the annual wellness visit, and it's called Chronic Care Management. Like I said, it's brand new. It's brand new, not just to this area, but across the country. My older brother was at a conference a few weeks ago. He's a physician here in town, and CMS was presenting, and CMS was basically scolding the doctors that the doctors aren't jumping on the bandwagon on this yet and getting it going. But we have to remember, I think your analogy to the Titanic is perfect. We're used to getting paid when people are sick.
Yeah.
And that's our mentality, and that's been our mentality for a long, long time. And finally now, we're going to get paid for keeping people well. And it's really interesting.
That's a different mindset.
It's completely a different mindset. And it's interesting. All of us, even all of us who are, even those of us who are really excited about the program, kind of just step back and go, okay. So we gave a little presentation on chronic care management and annual wellness visits just earlier today. And a person in the audience goes, "This sounds too good to be true." and maybe.
It does.
I think everyone's just a little bit suspicious. Wait, I'm not sick. Why would Medicare pay a doctor to keep me well?
That is excellent. So, Kent, right after the break, let's continue our explanation and kind of drill down into the new chronic care management piece covered by Medicare. And if it's covered by Medicare, it'll be covered by all the insurances because they always follow Medicare. So this is very exciting. To our listeners, don't go away. We'll bring you a lot more information right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guests from Continuum Healthcare, Kent McGeaney and Zandi Audis. And listen, Continuum Healthcare, if you're, first of all, if you don't have a primary care physician, you need to call Continuum. I'm going to give you their phone number here in just a second. If you have a physician and you're considering a change, I'm not trying to, dump your doctor and all that, but if you're thinking about a change, call Continuum. Check them out. It's a fantastic idea, a wonderful concept. 913-954-8500. That's 913-954-8500. Just right off of College and Quivira. So let's get back to this, Kent, talking about the chronic care management piece. So Zandi set the table with the annual wellness visit, which is the baseline for this chronic care management piece. And that's a monthly visit. Is that right?
Yeah, chronic care management is a monthly visit. Annual wellness is a very involved once a year investigation into a person's health and the future. Their future health over the next 5 years, hopefully, where chronic care management takes everything that we know about that patient, everything we've learned from the annual wellness visit, and puts together a very specific and detailed plan of care for each individual senior that will help manage their care and monitor their care to make sure, again, they stay out of the hospital, out of the rehab facilities, et cetera, if at all possible. The Affordable Care Act's goal, like I said before the break, is to keep us healthy, keep us well. And Medicare will save costs by that. The analogy of the Titanic, I had a thought over the break that Medicare in a way is the Titanic.
Yeah.
And we have to keep it from sinking. And the only way that we really will is to keep us well, to be proactive and engaged and do all we can to catch diseases, to catch illnesses when they are treatable. Because I think one thing we've all learned is that catching things early, we can treat and we'll get better. We as a country are very, very good at that now. We're very good at addressing illnesses early on. And the Chronic Care Management Program is exactly that. It's designed to keep track of a senior in her home or in the independent living facility, his or her place of choice, and really stay engaged and involved with them on a very casual level, non-threatening level, develop a relationship with the oversight nurse, and just think of that person as a friend and someone who really has your best interests in mind, because we all win by that. We all win. I am in my late 50s, and I, of course, want Medicare to survive and be there for me when
sure.
when I need it.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is to decrease the hospitalizations. And I believe the average cost per hospitalization is $31,000. So Medicare's more than happy to start paying physician practices a little bit to keep folks out of the hospital, because we'll be billions of dollars ahead down the road.
Well, here's the part that I love about the cost savings strategy here. They're not just going through and cutting reimbursement, which is just, at some point, you're cutting into muscle and you're cutting into bone and you cannot cut anymore. And so that's a bad idea. I love that the cost savings is coming from being proactive and not just everyone gets a 3% cut across the board this year. This is so better, so much better for the individual.
You're absolutely right.
Every time we speak about this, everybody looks at us and just says, this is common sense. Why haven't we done that 30 years ago?
Yeah. Well, we are talking about the government. So
yes,
sometimes
we are talking about the government.
It gets a little out of hand, right?
Yes. I also think we've really grown and learned a lot over the last few years about how effective wellness measures can be.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to seniors, because there's so much life to live. There's so much ahead of us, and we want to make sure we capture every second of life. And these programs are designed strictly to do this. Like you said earlier, if we're not on 10,000 medications, we feel better.
Oh, yeah.
We feel better. We go into the hospitals for a sore foot, and we're given all these medications for our foot, but really our whole body isn't looked at.
Yep.
Where these programs, the chronic care management, the annual wellness, it's a holistic approach. And it's something we're very excited about because it really fits into our mission and vision of wellness and health.
You know, and it does sound too good to be true, but the beautiful thing is it is true. It is happening. And I appreciate Continuum for carrying that through and offering the annual visits and then the monthly chronic care management piece. And again, who would you rather have following you from your home to the hospital, to rehab, and then back home? I want Continuum to do that rather than to be passed off along the way to all these well-intentioned, well-meaning healthcare providers and physicians,
sure.
But they don't know you like your primary care physician. Folks, if you're looking for a new primary care physician, call Continuum Healthcare today. Here's their number, 913-954-8500. That's 913-954-8500. And also, you have walk-in appointments and same-day appointments. Is that correct?
We do, and we're very conveniently located. We're just at College in Quivira, the intersection there just east of Johnson County Community College. And we do walk-ins during the day, and we can always usually get you into same-day appointment. So please come see us. We'd love to take care of you.
Yeah, and that's a really nice feature because guess what? You know, I don't know that I might be sick 2 weeks down the road. I know that morning.
That's right.
or I know at 12 o'clock at night when I'm not sleeping because I'm coughing my head off, and then I call you first thing in the morning. So I love that you offer that.
Yes, we certainly do.
I thought I would get into just briefly some of the specifics of the chronic care management program because there is quite a bit to these programs, but like I told our audience this afternoon, there's no worry for them. We manage this. We take care of this. We do all the work for you. But one of the first steps, we put together a very comprehensive care plan. And the reason the care plan is so very important, just like it is in the annual wellness visit, it's a step-by-step approach specifically designed to meet the needs of each individual. We are all different. We all have different needs. And this care plan will be written out specifically for each patient. And it's something that we will provide to the patient, to the primary care physician of that patient, to any home health agencies, to any private duty agencies, to families. We want everybody on board on what we need to do to keep you out of the hospital. A couple other things, it offers personalized care management, monthly tracking, proactive intervention of everything. Very importantly, medication reconciliation and management, which Sandy referred to earlier, is critical. Every month, we will look at every medication you have, and we will work through that. We will contact your primary care doctor and communicate with him any particular worries we have or any concerns we might have.
Okay.
And I think that's the last thing that's really, really important is that we will be proactive. If we detect any signs of cancer, any signs of heart disease, lung problems, we'll be on that phone that day to your primary care doctor.
Excellent. Excellent. Kent McGinney and Zandi Audis with Continuum Healthcare at 913-954-8500. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. This was fun.
All right. And to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.